The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
21 days from Christmas, which means it's the season for the office parties, which predate Christmas, Secret Santas, many other holiday parties. But with the hashtag MeToo movement and the rising concerns over climate change and eating meat and excess and packaging, we're all encouraged to have a more socially conscious and sustainable Christmas, or it's been termed a woke Christmas. Joining us on the line now is Irish independent columnist via Skype, Tania Sweeney. You're described, first of all, welcome to the program. What is a woke Christmas?
Okay, I suppose a woke Christmas is one in which you are just a little more sort of aware of, like you say, the various sort of burning social issues and the current sort of social climate. So it's things like, you know, obviously the plastic crisis. So you're going to be a little more aware in terms of, you know, what kind of crackers you get, and, you know, whether your food is going to be locally sourced and stuff like that. It's just about kind of, you know, making sure that you're sort of being a little more mindful, I suppose, about the way that you celebrate Christmas. And then, of course, you know, it is about just being mindful so as not to, you know, trigger certain people who might ordinarily find themselves triggered at this time of year.
So give us the do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. Oh my God. Don'ts would be, don't engage in a political conversation with your elderly uncle who might have possibly conflicting views to your own. I always find that's a bit of a go-to golden rule. In terms of just being a little more sustainable, I mean, you know, you can rent trees, Christmas trees now, so that you know, and they get replanted afterwards, so you don't end up with a whole load of dead Christmas trees in landfill. So, you know, these are all just sort of shortcuts.
But what about the office party? The office party? Are they?
Maybe if you're the boss, keep it in your pants. Say what?
Sorry, say that again.
I said, well, if you're the boss, maybe keep it in your pants. You know, that's a pretty easy to follow guideline, isn't it?
Right. Is that it?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a bit, you know, more nuanced than that. In the post-Me Too climate, you know, there's obviously been a lot of kind of, you know, attention put onto office politics and, you know, the hierarchy.
Okay.
And the
well, in
News
Talk, we have bosses, but we have a lot of plebs. What should the workers do?
What should the workers do? I mean, like, I suppose the best thing to do is to just, you know, if you are going to go to the office party and flirt with somebody, you know, if your advances aren't welcome, you know, step back and you know, take on board that person's reaction to that. You know, I mean, that's something that really never, you know, well, not that it never happened in the past, but, you know, I mean, there were a lot of, we'll say, drunken and regretful encounters in office parties up and down the country through the years. You know, I mean, a lot of companies are now kind of putting together guidelines. You know, some people are just being a little over the top of it. I know there's a couple of companies in the UK and they're you know, doing sort of alcohol free sort of shindigs, or, you know, maximum of two drinks kind of a thing. And I suppose this is so that, you know, certain people will feel comfortable, you know. And if you're complaining about this sort of thing, you know, about being told to keep your hands to yourself at the office party, well, maybe that's more on you than
but
on
anybody
else.
are you kind of ruling out the possibility of great romances starting at work, maybe through
well,
the office party?
Well, that's all fine. You know, many a marriage has started at the office party, trust me, I know that. But I mean, it is a question of, you know, no one's saying you need to go there and say, you know, the stations of the cross. You know, you just basically are aware of other people's boundaries and be respectful of their reactions. You know, if you're going to flirt with somebody, you know, don't say nice tits, love, you know, or something like that. You know, just, you know, don't be such an oaf about it. And that goes for men and women.
And know? Then there's the is there certain songs are unacceptable, like the, you know, Fairy Tale of New York?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's funny. I've just written about this for tomorrow's Irish Independent. I mean, obviously this week that debate has resurfaced as Alex Dyke in the BBC has decided he has banned that song from his show, Fairy Tale of New York, for reasons that most people are aware of. You know, there's some fairly incendiary language in there. I mean, there are two sort of debates, I suppose, or two sides to that debate. Some people think it's, you know, PC culture gone mad, and it's such a huge part of our of the Irish Christmas, you know, don't mess with it. But others, you know, will basically say, well, look, you know, there is a slur in there, a bit of hate speech. And, you know, you go up and down the country and you see people shouting it out in pubs, and that can be very upsetting and triggering for some people, you know. So, I mean, the debate does look like it's going to continue and run, you know. So,
all right, Tanya Sweeney, columnist at the Irish Independent. You can read about that tomorrow. Do you want a woke Christmas, or do you feel it is PC gone mad? Do you want a vegan Christmas dinner? Do you want to ban romances at the office party? Or do you find songs offensive? Are you just waiting to be offended? Or do you just want to have the traditional Christmas family and Santa and turkey and booze and horrible in-laws, or whatever it might be? Bring it on. 53106. Do let me know what does it for you.